Thanks for signing on. I'm Bob Karkoff, the true voice of freedom, and this is freedomblog.com. The theme for today is freedom and brain power. For thinking people, this means that those nations are peaceful, prosperous, and participative, which are empowered and free to use their brain power. All peoples of all nations may become free and prosperous. The freedom architecture is modeled by the exemplary performers on the freedom functions. This is the foundation for all free civilizations. To be sure, there are no prosperous totalitarian nations. Only nations striving toward freedom receive the rewards of freedom. The threshold for prosperity appears to be at the participant level of the freedom functions, level 3. People and nations that relate with cultural independence, meaning collaborative or competitive according to the conditions and their requirements. People and nations that engage in mixed enterprise economics, meaning capitalistic or by command as appropriate to their conditions. People and nations that engage in mixed governance, meaning representative or authoritarian, according to their circumstances. At the participant level, then, nations range in the 10,000 to 20,000 per capita GDP. Above the participant level, nations and peoples take off in growing and then spiraling levels of prosperity. At the contributor level, above level 4, the modal earnings are in the range of 30,000 per capita GDP. Approaching the leader level, above level 4-5, a nation such as Switzerland earns above $45,000 per capita GDP, while Luxembourg reaches over $56,000 per capita GDP. Below the participant level, nations are poor. At the observer level, above level 2, where nations have not yet committed themselves to freedom, the per capita GDP ranges below $5,000. At the detractor level, where many of the nations are reactive and even destructive, the earnings range in the hundreds of dollars. This indeed may be the most important correlational figure of our time or any time. Freedom is directly and powerfully related to generating prosperity and all of its related values, peace, and participation. If, on the other hand, we plan for control in cultural relating, totalitarian governance, and command economics, we will achieve the unreported problems of isolation, poverty, and ignorance. In summary, based upon our extensive research presented in these Freedom Casts on the freedom culture, freedom assumes the infinite potential of human brain power and empowers us to generate not only a continuously expanding economy, but also our continuously changing destiny. Its adherents learn more and more about more and more until they know a great deal about an evolving everything. Totalitarianism assumes the finite nature of all resources, from which derives both an economy of scarcity, a psychology of stasis, and a pathology of discrimination. Its practitioners know less and less about less and less, until finally they know nothing about anything. In transition, like the extended families at the funeral, we can celebrate or mourn. Quo Vadis. Signing off for Freedom Blog, this is Bob Karkoff, the true voice of freedom. Remember, people, freedom is thinking. Quo Vadis. We invite your comments. Send to Bob at freedomblog.com. May the road rise to meet you and the wind be at your back.